Let's go live now to the Prime Minister. He's joined by the ASIO Director General, Mike Burgess.
Good morning. ASIO has decided to return Australia's national terrorism threat level from possible to probable. My government's first priority is the safety and security of Australians. And this morning, I convened a National Security Committee meeting to hear from the Director General. And also then we have just completed a cabinet meeting. I want to reassure Australians, probable does not mean inevitable. And it does not mean there is intelligence about an imminent threat or danger. But the advice that we've received is that more Australians are embracing a more diverse range of extreme ideologies, and it is our responsibility to be vigilant. To be clear, this is the same threat level that was in place in Australia for more than 8 years before it was lowered in November of 2022. At that time, we said as a government, this does not mean that the threat from terrorism is extinguished. Since then, we've seen a global rise in politically motivated violence and extremism. Many democracies are working to address this, including our friends in the United States and in the United Kingdom. There are many things driving this global trend towards violence. Governments around the world are concerned about youth radicalisation, online radicalisation, and the rise of new mixed ideologies. My government respects our intelligence agencies. We listen to their advice and we act on their advice, and that is what we are doing today. As I've spoken about before, the essence and purpose of our democracy is that we can express our views respectfully, engage in disagreements, in respectful debate, resolve our grievances peacefully. When the temperature of the security environment is rising, we must lower the temperature of debate, something I've been saying for some time, because our words and our actions matter. Living in a country as stable and open as ours, social cohesion cannot be taken for granted. It must be nourished, and it must be cherished as a national asset. I'll now invite the Director General of Security to step up and to go through the context of this decision, and then we'll hear from the Attorney General before we're happy to take questions.